give us the mitzvah of red cow.
Hashem gave us the red cow in Mara. It came out of Egypt, and we came to a place where the water were bitter. And over there, Moshe Rabbeinu threw a tree into the water, and the water became sweet. And the Torah says, "Sham sam lochok mishpat sham nisau." Over there in Mara, Hashem tested us, and Hashem put laws. Says the Gemara, "What laws?" Says the Gemara, Hashem told us a few things. Kibud av v'em, Shabbat, and red cow. It means 3 days after we crossed Yam Suf, Hashem told us already, red cow. Red cow? We need a red cow now. We need a red cow. What happened? Says there's no water, okay. Found bitter water, okay. So, what does it do with the red cow now? And nobody's supposed to die. Nobody's supposed to die. If Am Yisrael would have behaved, nobody would have died. So what do you need the red cow for? So the laws of the red cow, this is the law. The law, you have to take the red cow. In the desert, they didn't have it exactly like they had it in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah said there were 9 red cows. And the 10th one, Mashiach Olu. That says in the Rambam. I said, if somebody will find a red cow, be kosher, and will teach the guy how to watch it. Not that, like this guy found a red cow, and this, he didn't know the halachot. Nobody taught him the halachot, and the red cow became pregnant. This is pasul. The pasul, we just missed it. Oh, because it's from Hashem. As the Rambam says, the Rambam writes, from time of Moshe Rabbeinu, 9 red cows were made. Some of them maybe became pasul. At the 10th one, Mashiach will come. He says, what are you supposed to do? What you're supposed to do is to take it to the Olive Mountain across from Beit HaMikdash. He used to make like a bridge from Beit HaMikdash all the way up to the Olive Mountain. He used to take the cow over there, slaughter the cow over there. Slaughter it, and over there on the spot, after they slaughtered the cow, they had to make a fire, big fire. So the Mishnah says, Mabin Laitzim, bring as much wood as you can. As much wood as you can. And make a big fire. At the end, after the whole thing got burned, then you have to take Maim Chaim, only water from a spring. You can't take regular water, mikveh water, rain water. You need water from a spring. And then you put it in a dish. And then you take a little bit from the ashes and you spread it on the water like this. And you can have, let's say, how much is the red cow? Let's say, 100 pounds. Let's say 100 pounds. So then you take wood. It's a mitzvah to take as much wood. Let's exaggerate. 10 trailers of wood. Make a fire. Then you take the red cow after you slaughter it. And the whole red cow you put on the big fire. And then got burn. Finished burning. They said, all the ashes here. What do you mean ashes here? The red cow is 1,000% of the wood. You have wood over here. You don't have a red cow. You don't have a red cow. You have a red cow? What was a red cow? It's nothing. And then, what you have to do is like this. You have to draw some water from a spring, and then take a little bit from the ashes. And you just put it on the water, on the top. You have a barrel, big barrel of water. 100 gallon water. And you take the ashes. So the ashes, what is this ashes? So you don't see nothing over here. No red cow, nothing. The whole thing is wood. But it happened to me that the red cow was inside. But there's no red cow. Then you put a little bit, you have 100 gallons of here on water. Put it on the top. I said, all this water is to purify a person that if he touched a dead man or he was in a cemetery. So this is... This What's behind it? How can it be such a thing? And then the Torah says, look at the halachot. Torah says, look, whoever is going to help him here now, going to gather the ashes, is going to do this, going to do this, it becomes tameh. It becomes tameh. What do you mean? Well, the guy's going to take it, he's going to sprinkle. He's okay. He sprinkles on the person, to touch the dead man, or dishes, anything that became tameh from a dead man. Then he's okay. He's not tameh. But the people that's working around him, people that put the fire, they collect the ashes, they have tameh. One day tameh, they have to go to mikveh. I says, what did I do? He says, what did I do? We collected ashes. Nobody collected ashes. I says, the guy that's gonna sprinkle is okay. But me, I'm not okay. How can it be such a thing? That's the halacha. And then also the Gemara says, they used to divide it. They had to divide the ashes to three parts. One part was outside of Beit HaMikdash. Outside of Beit HaMikdash, people used to come and used to give them ashes. And the guy used to take the ashes wherever he lives and went over there with the spring water, put the spring water in a vessel, and then sprinkle on the people. This is one third. One third, they kept over there in the Olive Mountain. When he got to Eretz Israel. Why? Because every time they did another red cow, they mixed another one from this one and mixed this one. The Gemara says the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu was kept forever. The Gemara says the last third had to be hidden inside the Azara. When you went, it's behind the kotel. You went behind the kotel, you start digging downstairs, digging. You find over there jars from clay full of ashes. And Mashiach will come, you'll get it. I don't know why they didn't get it in the second Beit HaMikdash. The second Beit HaMikdash, they started the whole process again. But the halacha is, you have to keep it over there. You got to keep it. Watch it. What is this? For what? For what I have to put it down there? Why I have to put down there in the ground, inside the mountain, you have to put one third of the ashes forever. What is it for? So comes the Moshe Darshan, the Gemara says that the red cow is the kapara for the golden calf. Happened to be this week's parasha. We get to read the golden calf, and we same take another Torah. We read about the golden, and we're getting about the red cow. Gemara says, the Moshe Darshan said, this is the kapara. Kapara for the golden calf is the red cow. How is the kapara? How is it going to be kapara? What does it mean, kapara? He said, you know what? I want to tell you like an example. Like a child went to a palace and he made some dirt in the palace. So his mother is going to come clean the dirt that he did in the palace. Likewise, says the Gemara, the golden calf, it was a calf. So the mother of the calf, she's going to clean. Who is that? The mother of the calf? It's the red calf. How does it work? What does it mean? So the Moshe repeats the story, and also in this expansion, he said, tell us how they made the golden calf. Aaron said, bring me your earrings from your wife, from your daughters, and they didn't bring it. The ladies did not want to give it, and the men themselves gave the earrings to Aaron. So Aaron made a fire and he cooked it. He cooked it and then he made a form of a calf. Then he poured the hot so-called gold into the form, and here's the golden calf on the floor. Golden calf on the floor. Gemara says, Eunice, Yumberus, Bilam's children, magicians came and they threw inside. They had a plaque that Moshe Rabbeinu threw to get Yosef's coffin out. He says, Ale Shor, Bull come up, bull come up. And the golden calf got up, started to dance, and he ate. And then Israel said, this is the God who got out of Egypt. And Moshe was in Shamayim. And Hashem told Moshe, look what your nation did. They made a calf from a metal, from gold, and they slaughtered to him, they bowed down to him. Moshe comes down. Torah 3 in the text. Moshe comes down and asks Aaron, what happened? This, Aaron said, listen, you didn't come on time. Okay. So the Torah says that Moshe took the golden calf and he grounded it. And after he grounded it, he spread it on the water. And then he gave the water to drink to Am Yisrael. Rabbi Tabin Uziel said, whoever gave any donation to the golden calf, any donation, after he drank it, he got like a sign on his forehead. Everybody knew he gave a donation. And then the Gemara says, what happened was that some people got killed like this, some people died from hydrocon, like something in the stomachache. That's magifah, stomachache. Information, you mean information. What is information? The Torah says that Moshe spreaded the dust of the golden calf to the river. Excuse me. Comes from the mountain. You come from the mountain? You go to Sinai. You go to Sinai now. Says there's no water over there. You go. Jabal Mus. I says, but they know how Sinai is. There's no such thing. A river? Zohar says, but actually what happened, when Am Yisrael said, this is our God, the ocean came and wanted to wash everybody off. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, right away, he grounded the golden calf and he spread it. The so-called dust on the river, and then he grabbed the water and gave people to drink, and then the ocean went back. Likewise, the Gemara says, the third generation, Dor Enosh, started to do Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says the ocean came and washed one third of the world. I says the story repeats. The water wanted to wash the world. What do you mean the water wanted to wash? They washed already. Dor Enosh, Adam's grandson, Adam Shet Enosh, Shet son, as he started to do Avodah Zarah, the ocean came. And since then, one third of the world is under the water. Hashem never made those continents like this, that we have to go to Israel with a plane or with a ship. That happened from Avodah Zarah. So that, says the Zohar, that is the real story. Comes the Gemara, says, let me explain to you what happened. Says the Gemara, look, the same things that happened with the golden calf, Hashem applied it to the red cow. Says the Gemara, the first thing I want to tell you something. The Gemara says, the red cow, from every difficulty a person has in his lifetime, the Gemara says, 1/24th. This is the number. 1/24th of the problem that you have, doesn't matter what it is from the golden calf. Where do you get this 1/24? That's the Gemara says. 1/24th of every problem you have, this, what happened? It says 1/24th of the problem is not your fault. It is golden calf. You're neshama, you, maybe you were there, maybe you, your neshama was there. Says the Gemara, look the Gemara says, therefore, says the Gemara, likewise, the sin of the golden calf is forever, ever. Never going to finish with this. Therefore, Hashem said, that from every red cow, you have to put away part, one third. One third has to be hidden. You can't touch it. It's inside the ground, behind the kotel. He said, what is it? The Gemara says the same thing. This is forever, this is forever. Hey, what do you mean this is forever? What does it mean exactly? I mean, says the Zohar, says the Gemara. Likewise, when Moshe did, that he grounded the golden calf and he spread it, dust on the water. Likewise, the red cow, you have to do the same thing. What do you do? You're going to burn it, and then it's going to be ashes, and you ground the ashes, and you take ashes, you're going to spread it on the water. Same thing like that one. Likewise, says the Gemara, whoever participated in the golden calf, it's called Avodah Zarah, you become Tameh, because the Gemara says Avodah Zarah is called Zivchei Metim, that somebody does Avodah Zarah, he becomes Tameh, you become Tameh. Therefore, whoever is going to work in the golden calf, become Tameh. Ramim said, look, when Hashem gave us the red cow, of course it's a red cow. But it means this Hashem wants us to know the truth. That all the problems that we have is the golden calf. And Hashem is going to do the same halachot, so-called it was, in the golden calf and the red cow, to tell you that what it means, parashat parah. It means this Shabbat, Shabbat parah, means you have the red cow. What red cow? What do you mean red cow? No, you have to know the red cow is a reminder. It's a reminder of the golden calf. That's Hashem made it this way. And this is the halacha, that you can put so much wood and you can make, doesn't matter. I says, what's the matter? The matter little ashes. Says, what is this? It says, because Zohar says, Baile Mishtefe Alma. The Gemara says, the ocean wanted just to wash out the whole world because we did the golden calf. Like the Gemara says, that since we did the golden calf, Hashem blames us for all the Avodah Zarah in the world because we did the golden calf. I said, why did you do golden calf? And you say, this is God. So you gave a power to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the ocean wanted just to wash the whole world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berachamah, with His mercy, gave Moshe the idea, what you got to do is now to spread it. Spread it right away on the water. While the ocean was gushing, says the Zohar, Moshe spread it. And Moshe started to draw some water and give the people, quickly, give it, drink it. Because if Moshe would have done it, just as well, the world will be washed right away. That's why Hashem was so upset at us. That this is repetition of Dor Enosh, the third generation in this world. Here comes the Torah, says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. Look, you came out of Egypt, you got to a place, it was Marah. The Gemara says, what happened? The Gemara says, it was water over there. And the water became bitter. Very strange. And then Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go through a tree inside, and the water became sweet. And then Hashem said, "Shemot Yishma Lekol Hashem Elokecha." You listen to Hashem. And Natal Mitzvotav Shemata Kol Chukav. And says you have to keep all the. Shem Sam Chukum Shemat Shem Nisau. Hashem gave us red cow. Red cow. Where do you get red cow now? He said, "Look. See, there's no water, right?" He says, "There's no water. Let me tell you, there's no water." Says the Gemara, you know what's on the water? You didn't study. Why didn't study? What happened in the study? How come? What do you have to do? Says the Gemara, 3 days before, we crossed Yam Suf. There's two versions. And one of the versions, the Gemara says the water spilled the jewels that were on the horses of the Egyptians. And from this, Am Yisrael made earrings. For the golden calf, and Moshe, that Aaron said, bring your earrings. He said, where do you get earrings from? The Gemara says, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know where they got the earrings? You gave them the earrings. Why did you give them earrings? He said, where did Hashem give you earrings? He says, Yam Suf. And we crossed Yam Suf, it says, we collected jewels. The Torah says, Vayasa Moshe Tam. Moshe had to pull us out. The Gemara says, we collected. Therefore, 3 days we didn't study. We were busy with the collection. We collected all the jewels. So Hashem said to Moshe, look, I want to show you something. the water become bitter. The ocean is bitter. The ocean is bitter. What happened? I said, look, the water, the ocean washed universe drenched from Avodah Zarah. Look what I'm telling you now, red cow. I'm telling you now the halachot of red cow. This is Rifa Lemakah. Look what's gonna happen soon. You know soon? You see when? What? Right. What are you doing right now? He says, now I'm busy with all this jewelry. And I made myself earrings. I says, you know what? Look, the water are bitter. What do you mean bitter? Ocean. Ocean water. Remember ocean? The first ocean, remember? Wash the world. That's gonna happen to you soon. Soon it's gonna happen to you. These earrings that you just collected, those earrings that you just collected, and you put on yourself, and you're busy, and you're not learning, that's what's going to cause you, Moshe said to Hashem, that's why they made the golden calf, because you gave them earrings. You gave them earrings, so from this they made the golden calf. When the golden calf, here the ocean is coming, you had the ocean already, you had the ocean 3 days after you came out of Egypt, was the ocean here, where's the ocean? Inside the Marah was the ocean, was the water bitter. Show them, Chachamim said, show them what? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go through a tree. I mean, the Zohar said, a tree? The tree is called Torah. It's Chemel Marzikim Ba. Throw the tree inside. You learn Torah, it says, the water. What do you mean? It says, because if you don't learn Torah, you do Avodah Zarah. You do Avodah Zarah, the ocean is going to come. So Parashat Parah, so Hashem said, take another Torah, what Parah? If the Zohar said, you know what Parah is? Just think about Parah is the Kapara on the Golden Calf. What's the Kapara? What's my Kapara? My Kapara is when I came out of Egypt, I did not study because I was busy with the jewels. That's the Kapara. So the Golden Calf, he said, I'm going to show you what happened in Mara. It's going to happen now with the Golden Calf. And that's what the Gemara says, the red cow is the Kapara on the Golden Calf. That's what it is. The red cow was given to you then to tell you up front, that's going to happen to you people if you're not going to study Torah. And that's what Chachamim said. They came up with this idea that we should not be 3 days without Torah. That Moshe and Ezra said, Monday and Thursday, Shabbat, take the Torah, should not pass. He said, why? Because the ocean is going to come. Because not because we're not going to water. The Mara was a hint on the bitter water. Bitter water, how do you get bitter water? In the middle of the desert, bitter water? Yeah. It's a sign from the ocean. It's not. You say it's not real. In 1 minute, Moshe is going to turn it to be sweet. So that's Parashat Parah. The Parashat Parah is segula. It's not, you know, somebody goes to the cemetery. Somebody goes to the cemetery. Why you become tameh? You don't become tameh because you're the golden calf. You wouldn't have done the golden calf. Nobody would have died. Nobody would have died. Nobody would become tameh. I says, why they have the golden calf? The golden calf because of the earrings. Why they have the earrings? Because they didn't study Torah because they were busy. And Torah says Moshe had to pull us out. Stop collecting so many jewels. Stop collecting it. And this is Parashat Parah. It's not the custom. It says that we have to accept on ourselves to correct. And the Gemara says that 1/24 of every problem that a person has is from Golden Calf. The Zohar says, why did you get number 24? The Zohar says, if you take the Hashem's name, Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yud, you can write it in 24 ways. The Gemara says, the Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is number 24. As the Masechet Shabbat has 24 chapters. As the Gemara says, the Tanakh, Mordechai, and Shekhinah Gedolah put together, it has 24 books. And the Gemara says, Adam HaRishon was presented by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Chava, Hashem made Chava 24 pieces of jewels. Ma'a says the 24 pieces resembled Malchut, Kingdom of Hashem. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Therefore, Shabbat is called Shabbat HaMalkah. It says, Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Masechet Shabbat, 24 chapters. Some chapters are very small, so why made it like this? Because it means to acquire the Kingdom of Hashem, you need 24. Unless Hashem, the Gemara says, Hashem made it on purpose. That 1/24th of every tragedy, says the Zohar, you have a problem with the golden calf. Because remember number 24. Number 24 resembled the kingdom of Hashem. And that's what the Zohar said. That's why Hashem made it, the whole thing. So it means, parah aduma, it means to correct. the 24. Correct the 24. And that's what Hashem said. The damage. The damage is in Malchut, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Para is called Taratam Shel Yisrael, so it's a slot. The Gemara Yerushalmi. And it says, listen, you have to be pure. You have to be pure. What do you mean pure? Why you became Tameh? You became Tameh because of the golden calf. Why did you make the golden calf? Because you gave the earrings. How did you get the earrings? From Yamsu. What did you do? This is, I wasted 3 days. I didn't study Torah because I was busy with the earrings. This is Parashat Parah. I will do it. Mashallah.